Wow, look who we have here.
Ooh.
Very excited. Kirsten Glavin, the youngest person to ever win the Bluefish Tournament. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How
morning.
Are you?
Morning.
Good, thank you. How old were you?
I was 12 years old.
12.
And were you fishing on a regular basis, or did you just happen to be on the boat? How did that happen?
Oh, yeah. I grew up, I loved to fish. That was my thing. So I was spending, a week on Long Island with my grandparents, and my uncle, who's a lobsterman out there, asked if I wanted to go into the tournament with him, and I said, absolutely. So we were fishing.
And the next thing you know, you pull a giant bluefish out. Did you know it was a contender when you pulled it out?
Yeah, I think we definitely both knew we had something big on the line. We hit a school of bluefish, and it was one after another for like 10, 15 minutes.
The school zone.
And this fish that I had was different than the rest. You know how bluefish are very fighting fish, right? They pull, they give you a good fight. This was like dragging a tire across the bottom. It was.
Damn.
I thought I was fighting like a bass or something different. I didn't think it was a bluefish. But by the time it got to the boat, we could see it was, but it was, you know, obviously massive compared to everything else we had pulled in.
Where were you?
So big, in fact, that my uncle grabbed a net, which normally we don't do. We were right in the Long Island Sound. We were, I forget where we went off of. I remember seeing the iconic smokestacks
right.
off in the distance.
Okay.
Now.
Your poor Jeff, yeah.
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 You're 12, and this fish is like pulling a tire up from the bottom. You're getting help, or are you doing it by yourself?
Oh, no, I did it by myself. We were trolling, and we were taking turns just taking poles and reeling them in, and this one was mine. But we knew, I mean, it was pretty obvious that when I had this on the line, it was big, whatever it was. So my uncle stopped what he was doing, and when it got to the boat, he grabbed the net, and I remember it was the scariest moment of my life. He was bent over the boat trying to net the thing, and all of a sudden I feel the line pop. And I knew it had bit through my leader, which is a wire. Yeah. So it was like a moment of panic. But he came up on the side of the boat, and he had it in the net, and he literally netted it as the bluefish was about to swim down.
Imagine that.
Yep.
It was a terrifying moment, but a moment of relief and excitement, because when that thing came in the boat, it was huge. We knew. And that was the last fish of the day for us. We were like, this is it. We're done. And we went back. And this was the first day of the tournament, too. So we went in, and he had it weighed. And I was told later that night we were in first place. I think my whole family was like, what? what's happening?
The first
right
day,
now?
And you didn't
first
go
day.
Back out the next day just to see. Maybe we'll have another lucky day.
Right,
or
trying a bigger one.
No, I was 12. I had to go back to school. I was living in Massachusetts at the time. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
And 12-year-old Kirsten had to head back to go to class. So I had to skip the second day.
I like how you refer to your 12-year-old self in the third person.
Exactly. Well,
whole different character.
Yes.
How much did you fish weigh?
12-year-old Kirsten had to go to school.
Right. How much did your fish weigh?
It was 14.58 pounds.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah.
What's the average weight of a bluefish?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the average, but
yeah.
I think this is probably double the size of any bluefish I've pulled in.
Right. I was going to say maybe half that.
Yeah.
Maybe 7, 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can catch bluefish, you know, big or small. They kind of vary in size, but this is definitely on the larger end.
Now, do you keep the fish afterwards? Do you eat it, or did you mount it? What'd you do with it?
No, actually. Obviously, it was on Long Island. The winning fish, we did have it mounted. I didn't do it, though. After I won, I was contacted by everyone under the sun for interviews because they found out quickly that I was 12.
It's a big story.
I believe I was the second female ever to win the tournament, too. So
yes.
Kind of a double whammy. But one of the people that asked me to do something was Tony Danza. So he brought me out to his show in New York. And after his live show, he actually gave me a replica of the bluefish I won, which was awesome. So I've had that hanging on my wall since then. I got his autograph and all that fun stuff. So
they lost the show. Yeah.
No, that's pretty amazing.
Yep.
We heard that your uncle took part of that prize money.
He did. I split it with him. Yeah.
And that was something you, is that something you wanted to do, or did he suggest it, or how did that work out?
Well, before we even went into the tournament, I think we talked about it. If we win, we'll split the money. It was one of those things.
Okay.
And then after we actually won the tournament, it was like, oh, okay, I guess we're splitting the money.
Listen to me, 12-year-old Kirsten. You never pay for boat gas, so, you know.
Oh, really?
If this happens.
You actually meant that, Uncle?
What was that?
Go ahead. So how much was the prize money?
It was $25,000.
Okay.
Yep. So it helped pay for a nice trip through Europe when I was in college and I studied in London.
Oh, so college age, Kirsten really enjoyed that money.
Yes. We definitely dipped into that savings account. Yep. So it
helped
out a lot.
Just amazing. 12 years old, pulling out the big winner. I could picture a lot of guys, you know, those like crusty old fishermen just pissed.
Right. Once a smelling fish, yes.
Oh, yeah. I want to say there was like close to 5,000 commercial fishermen in it that year. And before we even, you know, hit the school of bluefish that we were into, we were fishing somewhere else in the middle. I guess everyone knows the hot spots in the area. So we were out, you know, surrounded by tons of boats. Everybody was fishing the hot spots that day, and you could tell they knew what they were doing. A lot of them, you know, did it for a living. But where we ended up catching the fish, which is a totally different area, I got bored and I told my uncle, I was like, I don't want to sit in this crowd of people. Can we move? And he was like, okay, he's very go with the flow, which is great. So we ended up moving to a different spot, going swimming for a little bit, and then he asked where I wanted to go. So I picked the spot that ended up, you know, just being bluefish after bluefish.
It's funny. So it's almost like the bluefish figured out where not to be.
Yeah. Right.
And they went where everyone wasn't, and then you guys end up there, and you end up pulling out the, you know, one, a bunch of them, but then the winner.
Yeah, it was crazy. We were going by the spot that I ended up choosing when we were going to find a place to go swim, and I noticed that the birds were working there when we were going by. So I was like, oh, that's a good sign. So when we were heading back in, that was the spot I chose to fish, and it ended up being the best spot you could ever imagine. I've never hit a school of blues like that before. Certainly, you know, if the birds are working and you're fishing, you know, you're hitting solid fish, but it was one after another for the longest time. It was like you couldn't miss. The poles were down. We were trolling for 30 seconds, and you had another one on the line.
Oh, yeah, so that's a great sign. Have you fished the tournament since your win?
I don't believe I have, no. I think I was kind of one and done for me. My uncle has, though. He's gone back and had fun, but I haven't gotten a chance to go back out to Long Island. That time of year is tough when you're trying to go to school and stuff like that. But
and now you're a reporter?
Yeah, now I'm a TV news reporter. I work for a CBS affiliate in South Carolina.
Nice.
She's fishing for stories, by the way.
All right, well, what a great story. Yeah, she's fishing for stories.
Right. Interviews, yeah.
a great story, and wow, congratulations.
You're still
no one 11 years old has won this thing. So no one has beaten you yet.
Still the youngest,
you're
right.
You're still the record holder. You're still the youngest person to ever win the Bluefish Tournament. So thanks for coming on and congratulations.
Of course, and good luck to everyone fishing this year.
Yes, of course.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Kristen. Chaz and AJ in the Morning, PLR, the Port Jeff Ferry Bluefish Tournament happening. When is it? 24th and the 25th, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that would not be this coming weekend.
Next weekend.
It would be the weekend after that.
Right.
So you still have some time to register. We're linked up at WPLR.com. Prize is still $25,000. That's a lot of money.